Naughty employees. As an employee, you're expected to act honestly, respectfully, and responsibly. But not all employees seem to understand this, as these stories clearly show.
I was in charge of an accounts office once when an employee locked an intern in a store cupboard for a laugh. Unfortunately, the intern didn't think it was funny. After banging on the door several times, the intern decided to use his mobile to call the police. The first I heard of it was when a police officer appeared in the office and told me what had happened. That was embarrassing, I can tell you. After releasing the intern from the cupboard, the police officer asked him if he wanted to press charges. Luckily, he said no.
While I was working as a manager at a restaurant once, I heard some shouting coming from one of the tables. I walked over to see what was going on and saw one of our servers arguing with some customers. Before I got there, I saw how she picked up one of the customers' drinks and took a sip from it, right in front of them. I later found out that they'd been arguing over whether the drink was Diet Coke or not. The server was certain it was and was determined to prove it.
I was working as a supervisor in a big shop when an employee informed me that another member of staff had brought a joint to work. I told the managing director, and she told me to bring the employee in for questioning. "It's come to our notice that you have some illegal substances on you," the managing director began. The employee didn't say anything, so she asked him directly, "Have you got a joint in your pocket?" To which the employee responded quite nonchalantly, "No, man, I already smoked it."
I was the manager in a 24-hour shop once when a new guy phoned in to say he was sick and couldn't come into work. He didn't sound that convincing, and as he lived across the street from the store, I told another employee to watch his home carefully through the shop window. About half an hour later, the employee called me over. We watched in amazement as the young guy came out of the door, packed up his truck with beach gear, and drove off with his girlfriend. I texted him later to ask him if he'd had a nice day at the beach. He didn't reply or come back in again.